Good morning. This is the weekly bulletin from Yosi, the hub for Young Chennai. I'm Ananya Balaji, bringing you the news. International news. Saudi Arabia's Supreme Court has upheld a sentence of 10 years in jail and 1,000 lashes against blogger 31-year-old Raif Badawi on charges of insulting Islam. The decision is final and cannot be overturned without a royal pardon. It came despite world outrage over his case and criticism from the United Nations, United States, the European Union, Canada, and others. Group of seven, G7, leaders agreed on Monday to wean their economics off carbon fuels and supported a global goal for reducing greenhouse gas emissions, but they stopped short of agreeing their own immediate binding targets. US President Barack Obama on Wednesday approved the deployment of up to 450 more US military personnel to Iraq in a bid to reverse gains by the Islamic State group. The White House said the forces will take part in an already 3,000-strong U.S. mission to train, advise and assist Iraqi army and Sunni tribe fighters. Former Chinese security chief Zhou Yonggang, the highest-ranking ex-official to be investigated for corruption in decades, was sentenced on Thursday to life in prison at a secret trial, Chinese state media said. Zhou admitted on charges of bribery, abuse of power and leaking state secrets. National news. Delhi Law Minister Jitendra Singh Tomar was arrested on Thursday for allegedly submitting fake degrees. The minister resigned after he was sent to police custody. This turned another ugly episode of the long-running battle between the Aam Aadmi Party government in the state and the centre for what is seen as de facto control over the national capital. In the aftermath of the Manipur ambush last week, the army and Assam Rifles killed over 50 insurgents in two operations along the India-Myanmar border in Nagaland and Manipur. A donor aircraft of the Coast Guard went missing on Monday night with three officers on board. Four ships each from the Coast Guard and Navy besides a donor aircraft were involved in the search operation to locate the missing aircraft. The Union Government on Wednesday approved a Rs 6,000 crore interest-free loan to the sugar industry to enable it to clear cane arrears to farmers that stand at Rs 21,000 crore. The Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways, Nitin Gadkari, said that the government had taken decision in the interest of farmers. Bangladesh and India will implement the Land Boundary Agreement, LBA, of 1974 and the Protocol of 2011 in a phased manner over the next 11 months. Perhaps the most significant date is July 31, 2015, the appointed day. The enclaves on both sides of the border shall stand transferred to the other by midnight of the day. State news. After a week-long stalemate, the classes resumed with a prayer at Balavidya Mandir on Tuesday 9th June. Since June 1st, teachers, parents and alumni of the school had staged protests at the school following a circular detailing two different fee structures students could pay. A senior official from the Food Safety and Drug Administration Department said that they will soon begin testing various other noodles, pasta and macaroni brands. This comes in the wake of a directive from the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI. After instant noodles and Maggi have been in the midst of a controversy since the product was found to contain high levels of lead, a toxic metal and monosodium glutamate in a test done in Uttar Pradesh. Activists and road safety experts have welcomed Monday's High Court order making helmets mandatory for two-wheelers. They have appealed to the state government agencies to enforce the rule permanently rather as a short-term measure just to comply with the court order. State claim unacceptable, says Farmers Association on release of water from Stanley Reservoir in Mettur for Kuruvai, short-term cultivation. The Tamil Nadu Farmers Association leader C. Nallasamy said that the 4 lakh odd hectare cultivable area in the delta would require 80 TMC feet of water. Therefore, the government claimed that 76 feet of water in the reservoir was insufficient for meeting Kuravai cultivation, which is unacceptable. Amidst the chorus of Govinda, chanted by thousands of devotees, the famous Parthasarathi Swami temple in Triplicane was consecrated on Friday after a gap of 12 years. One of the 108 Divya Desams of Vaishnavite tradition, the Maha Samprokshanam of 8th century, Pallava temple took place at 7:45 in the morning, when priests poured holy waters on the Kalasam of shrines dedicated to Sri Parthasarathi, Vedavalli Thayar, Andal, Ranganathar, Kodandaramar and Vaishnava Acharya Manavalla Munigal. Sports. Stan Wawrinka of Switzerland defeated the first-seeded Novak Djokovic to clinch French Open 2015 title on Sunday. It was his second Grand Slam title after last year's Australian Open. "I played the match of my life," said 8th-seeded Wawrinka after his 4-6, 6-4, 6-3, 6-4 victory. India's Tintu Luka won the gold medal in the women's 800 meters, while the country got four more medals on the concluding day of the Asian Athletics Championship at the Wuhan Sports Center in China on June 7th. India finished third in the event with 13 medals, 4 gold, 5 silver and 4 bronze. With weatherman predicting wet days ahead, the chance of the first test match between India and Bangladesh at Fatullah producing a result looks slim. India declares their first innings at the overnight score of 462 for 6 on the fourth day of the one-off test against Bangladesh. Chile launched its quest for Copa America glory with a 2-0 victory over Ecuador as the South America Football Showpiece event kicked off here on Thursday. That's all in the news for this week. Visit yosi.in for your regular updates. This is Ananya Balaji signing off. Have a great week.